this morning. We have a guest this morning, and the Lord is good. The Lord is good. God is the impossible God. He can do the impossible. Remember that. God can do the impossible. All right, people of God, we have a guest this morning. This is Pastor Kevin Simmons. He's one of our brothers, our friend, our son, our member. And so I'm going to open the floor for Pastor Kevin Simmons to go forth at this time with whatever is on his heart. Pastor, if you need to take a little more time, you can, because the people behind you are poised and they know that we have a guest this morning. So whatever the Lord puts on your heart, you can go forth at this time. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning to everyone. I want to thank God for our leaders, Bishop Clark, Bishop Eric Clark, and Pastor Lenora, and speak to the honor it is to be able to be with the family this morning, to be in prayer in such a time as this. Our God is good. Our God is faithful. Our God is all-powerful. Our God is still in control. But we are mindful that there are a lot of people that are going through a lot of challenges now with the state of the country and the state of the government, especially with this government shutdown. But I want to say good morning to everyone and thank God for this time together. Before we would pray, there's a song, there's an old song. I was searching around this morning in my own time, and my soul opened up to an old, old song that my grandmother and my mother taught me when I was younger, and I used to sing. And I just want to sing a few verses of that this morning before we would go into prayer. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know thus saith the Lord. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior and friend. And I know that thou art with me, wilt be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove you more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Oh, for grace to trust you more. Oh, for grace to trust you more. That calls me from a world of care and bids me add my Father's love. My wants and we just know and oft escape the tempter's snare by the sweet hour of prayer in seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found
relief. I pray that ministers to your soul this morning as we go into prayer and we begin to minister to one another and minister in intercession even to the rest of the world. Pray with me if you will this morning. Father, we thank you. You are the creator and the sustainer of the universe. The earth and the world is yours and all of those who are in it. And so we come to you this morning, Father, and we just come to you with gratitude. We come to you with praise. We come to you in thanksgiving. And Father, we thank you for being our Father, for being our God, for being our provider, for being our protector, for being our company keeper. Thank you this morning for your grace, the grace that has saved us, the grace that empowers us, and the grace that makes a way for us in ways that we can't do for ourselves. We thank you, Father, that all is still in your charge and that all is still under your power and under your dominion and that there is no power and that there is no enemy, that there is no trouble or circumstance that can supersede the majesty of your greatness. And so, Father, we praise you today and we lift you up and we exalt you in spite of the things that we see, in spite of what we hear, in spite of sometimes how we feel. Well, Father, you have not called us or saved us to live by our feelings, but you have called us and saved us to live by faith. For you have said in your word that the just shall live by their faith. And so, Father, we actually thank you for some of the challenges. The challenges that activate our faith, the challenges that draw us nearer to you, the challenges that cause us to trust you more, the challenges that cause us and force us many times to exalt you above what we see and what we feel.
Father, as we come together today. We come together not simply for ourselves, but we come together as you have called us to be the light of the world and a city that is set upon a hill. That you have called us to minister and even to intercede for those who are in the world. Your word says that we are to do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. But Father, we thank you that you haven't excluded our responsibility to do good to all men. And so, Father, right now we intercede. We come before you with a heart full of concern for the countless federal employees across this nation, those employees even around the world who are currently furloughed. And, Father, we lift up these. We lift up those who have dedicated their lives, who have been committed, who have operated responsibly in their places of service. And we lift up those who are facing uncertainty and stress through no fault of their own. We pray, Father, specifically for their well-being. We pray specifically for your peace to guard their hearts and to guard their minds against anxiety and against the worry that would knock at the door of their soul. Father, we pray right now that resources, for the resources that they need and for the provisions for their heart, the provisions for their rent, the provisions for their mortgage, the provisions for their food and for their bills, that, Father, those provisions would be secured and sustained even in this difficult time. We pray, Father, for the strength and the perseverance of those who are the breadwinners of the home, and for the spouses and for the children and for all the family members who stand with them. We pray, Father, for all of those who are sharing in the burden and offering their steadfast support. We pray, Father, that they would be overtaken with a sense of community and mutual aid to surround them, a sense of community that ensures that no family feels isolated or forgotten. And we also pray, Father, for those who are connected to them, those who depend on these workers, both professionally and personally. Father, I pray today specifically that the essential work they perform, which is now paused, and for some, Father, ended, that it would be restored swiftly. That those who rely on their services would find alternative ways and means and help and patience in this time. Finally, Father, we call this morning upon the power of heaven to move in the hearts and to move in the minds of the leaders responsible for resolving this crisis. Your word says that the heart of the king is in your hands. And so, Father, we pray that you would direct the heart of the leaders. We pray that you would impress upon them the urgency of this situation that is before us and the real, the human cost of their inaction. Grant them a spirit of civility. Grant them a spirit of wisdom to see beyond party lines and find a just and find an equitable path to go forward in a way that would be conducive, in a way that would lift the burden from off of the shoulders of those who have to carry it. Father, we pray that you would inspire civility, inspire humility and genuine collaboration so that they may act swiftly, putting the needs of the people and the good of the nation above all else. May your will ultimately be done, bringing a swift and peaceful end to this hardship. Father, we declare right now that you are our shepherd and that we shall not want, that you will provide peace, that you will provide comfort, that you will provide leadership. And we declare that we shall fear no evil in the face of the shadow of death. Hear our prayer today, Lord. Incline your ear to us. As I close, Father, I pray that you would just shower and flood our leaders with abundant blessing. That being Bishop Eric Clark and Pastor Lenora Clark, that you, Father, would just love on them even more than what you already have. Strengthen them, keep them, build them, protect them, cover them, lift them, and Father, answer every request with swiftness that they may place before you. Give them strength to lead us. Give them strength to continue to minister the word to us, to be able to continue to guide us through this world, through our circumstances and through our situations. Father, we thank you for them. Bless them right now and the family of Body of Christ Assembly. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Y'all, if you would, put your hands together and give God glory if you aren't already doing it. And give him praise and give him the honor that's due to him.
Amen. Amen.
Mama, it is in your hands. Thank you so
much. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Simmons, for leading us in prayer this morning, for our community, for our leaders. Thank you, sir. That song was touching my soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, people of God, the Lord is so good. Go to our website, EKC Ministries. There's a lot of information on that site. You can be ministered to. It's a lot of messages on there. But Pastor Simmons, thank you for the word. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the song. We have church every morning at 8 o'clock. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes,
thank
ma'am.
You, thank you. All right, people of God, it's our next prayer lead. Who is that? Mother Clark. Mother Clark. It's your turn to lead prayer.
Okay, praise God. Well, I enjoyed Pastor Simmons also in his singing. I wish I could sing, but God knew what to give who. He didn't give me that gift. But thank God for him and how he sang. I remember singing those songs when I was younger and in church. Well, my topic today is God is my strength. And I do have a scripture to read. And I just glorify because God is my strength. If it were not for the Lord, what would I do? I wouldn't have even strength to do anything. And I've been that way and had to call on God for help. And my scripture is Philippians 4 and 13, but I want to read more than just the verse 13. But Philippians 4, let's go there. I rejoice in the Lord always. I'm beginning at the fourth verse. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. He called for nothing. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, the 13th verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There's nothing that we cannot do because God is our strength. I have experienced that fear is a strong, strong feeling. And when we fear that we can't do anything, we have to remember that it's God that is our strength, and we're not moving, using, or trying to explain our own strength. God is our strength. It's he that keeps us. is he that continues to show us the way and to direct our path. I love this scripture in Philippians because it also confesses that Paul did not always have the support that he needed. And he understood that sometimes it was because people did not have. And I've been in that situation. I believe in supporting the ministry that feeds me. I believe in paying tithes and giving offerings to the ministry that feeds me. And I'm sure that all of us on this call are grateful to Bishop Eric Clark.
Your watch is starting up. Please wait.
And grateful to Pastor Lenora Clark for how they lead and guide us through prayer every morning. I listen every morning. I try to pray along with those who are praying. When I've been where I couldn't, I could remember some of the prayers that I've heard every morning. And I praise God for that. But let us pray. We understand, Lord, that we can do all things through you because you are our strength. We have no strength of our own. We have no ability of our own. We have to learn, Lord, to be prosperous in all areas and seasons of our lives. When we're weak and we feel like there are things that we cannot do or that we're not accountable or usable or worth a manner of profit to the house of God. But when we tune in for prayer, Lord, have mercy on us and strengthen us as we call upon your strength to carry us through yet another day, another season, another time when we can praise you and bless your holy name. Cause us, Father, to realize that as you've blessed us and kept us, that we should also bless those that feed us and continue to care for us and provide avenues for ministry from our location. I praise the Lord for the prayer call and for all of you that are on. I praise the Lord because we have the same mindset. We need help from God. If God doesn't help us, what would we do? Lord, we thank you for how you build a fence all around us. I know that all of you heard that song this week. I forget who was singing it. But, Lord, I need a fence all around me every day. All of us need a fence built all around us every day. Keep us. Guide us, Lord. Give us strength where we thought we had no strength. Give us power to love you like no other. Give us the ability to support the ministry, Lord. Give us the means, Father, to send in tangible monetary gifts for our ministry, Lord, for our leaders, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name that you would cause us to understand that God is our strength. And as we are filled up with God, we have the hope of our strength being able to carry us and others. We pray, Lord, that as you strengthen us, that our prayers would go out and strengthen those that are weak, Lord. And, Lord, we find that there are times when we are weak. We find that there are times when we are not as strong as at other times. But it's in these times, Lord, that we lean stronger and more on you. It's in these times that we recognize how much we need you and how you've been there even when we didn't recognize it. It's at these times, Lord, that we're thankful to you for how you kept us and watched over us all of the time. And we love you for that, Lord. We love you for all those on the prayer line. We pray that these prayers would go out to help and strengthen someone. We pray in Jesus' name that the families of those that are on the prayer line would be strengthened, because God is our strength. We pray that we can think on the things that glorify God. And we do glorify you, Lord. We glorify you in our praise. We glorify you in our hope. We glorify you, Lord, in our everyday living. And thank you, Lord, for how you look over us. Thank you for how you keep our leaders. We pray, Father, that all the words that are spoken on this prayer line would come to pass. We pray in Jesus' name that large sums of money would come to those, Father, that have a heart and are willing to give and to bless the ministry, Lord. We pray, Lord, that in Jesus' name you would make a way for us to be prosperous and to have more and to be able to deliver more to the ministries that you've supplied for us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for yet another day. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for yet another time to praise you. We thank you, Lord, that we're not where we used to be, but we haven't arrived to where you're taking us. And we thank you for the journey, Lord. The journey is sweet because of you. The journey, Father, is loving because of you. The journey we're on, Father, we're comfortable because of you, Father. The journey that we take, Father, is not fearful, because the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want, because you lead us beside still waters. Still waters that we don't drown in, Father. Situations that we've gotten ourselves in, Father, and we don't quite know how to get out of them. And God, you're able. And we thank you for how you shower your blessings upon us. God, you're able. We thank you for how you shower your strength upon us. God, you're able. We thank you for the knowledge you give us of your word and of your presence. We thank you for our teacher, Lord. We thank you for the ability that Bishop has, Father, to open up doors that we didn't understand, and bless us, Father, with understanding to make us stronger in the Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. We know that God is our strength. We know that God is our deliverer. We know that the more of God that we have, the stronger we will be. And we thank you, Father, again for this prayer call. We thank you for Pastor Lenora. We thank you, Father, for Pastor Simmons. We thank you for all of those that are in this ear reach, Father. And we praise you and bless you. Let us keep our mind stayed on you, and you'll keep our mind in perfect peace. I'll turn it over to Pastor Lenora.
She loves to be a bit. I know you can. I know you will.
Yes,
Lord, be a fence around me every day. Hallelujah. He fights my battles. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, people of God. Let's worship the Lord together because he is wonderful. He is kind.
Amen.
He is lovely. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Glorify
Hallelujah.
You, God.
He's been
Lord,
too
Lord.
Good
Thank
for
you,
us
Jesus.
To sit here
your word,
and not
Lord.
Say a mumbling
Hallelujah.
Word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bless
Hallelujah.
Your name, oh
yes,
God. We glorify
God.
You, oh God.
Thank
Hallelujah.
We love
Hallelujah.
You, God.
Your presence, oh God.
Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. All right, people of God, again, I do want to encourage you all to go to our website, ekcministries.org. Get your word, get your messages, put your GPS on there. Put your prayer requests on there because we're praying for you. Where scripture says, where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. All right? So make sure you put your prayer requests on the website. Again, it's ekcministries.org. While you're there, you can leave a seed. You can leave your tithe. You can leave your offerings right there on our website. And also, you can use our Cash App, which is $Bishop Eric Clark. You can use that to give as well. All right, people of God. Oh, wait. You can text to give, people. Did you know that? I have a lot of people on here that have not signed up for any of our texts or emails. Text Maximize to 55444. Again, text Maximize to 55444. I know that's a lot, y'all, but make sure you text Maximize to 55444. All right, Sister Shirley, it's your turn.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. So good to be in the midst of you all, Pastor Simmons. Wow, you blessed my soul. Blew me out of the water. I didn't know who that was. So God bless you. Mother Clark, always good to hear your voice. I'm just going to keep it in the flow. My topic is, I will give you rest. Pastor Lenore already laid the groundwork where two or three are gathered. I am in the midst. So it's not a burden we have to carry. So I just want to remind you of the promise, and it's coming from Matthew 11, chapter 28, verse, and it reads, "Come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That is a promise, and that is from a promise keeper, and I can declare that to be so. So whether you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, there's a promise, and we want to pray with you. If you're just, you know, dealing with the cares of life is just lifing, we want to pray with you. And if you have not given your life to the Lord and you think that it's about you trying to carry it, even from a respectful standpoint, it's not designed for you to. So we want to pray with you and help lift that heavy load. So we're going to just unite in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for being a covenant-keeping God. That is just beyond any relationship that we can have on earth. Lord, we thank you that you chose us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. And we don't take this responsibility lightly, Lord God. So we come in agreement, Lord God, for those that are standing in the need of transferring this burden onto you. Lord God, we thank you that the work is already done because of the finished work on the cross, Lord God. So we rejoice. We say thank you, Lord God, that even in a moment's notice, once that awareness that they just have to put on the helmet of salvation, which is just seeing it from your perspective, from your view, hallelujah, that when you designed us, you had already put in some form of mechanism. I can't describe it, but it's a relational transfer that they don't have to carry the burden, Lord God, that we speak peace right now to their situations, Lord God. that their minds were transformed by putting on the helmet of salvation. Their emotions are preserved, Lord God, to now give you glory for what you have done, that they will immediately, Lord God, feel your presence, Lord God. Give them a peace that will surpass all understanding. That person has transitioned and now is into a place of rest, Lord God. You give rest to all because that's what your word says. All. It's universal. All we have to do, that's the all for us, is give it to you, Lord God. And we just pray, Father, for those that have not accepted you and that are on this line, that the invitation and the door is open. All you have to do is receive and recognize that you are walking in self and that God has a better way, and receive what he has for you. And then you too can receive the blessing and just transfer the burden, whether it's your children, the job, the finances, the loneliness, the desires, the addictions. You don't have, or standing with someone that's a gomer. It doesn't matter what your situation is that you've tried to hold on to. We want to pray with you. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we just pray and we stand in the gap, Lord God, for those who do not know you, for those who have not accepted you. I mean, like in a personal way, not someone that has thought about it and debated, but those who want to accept you, Lord God, to give you a try. Father God, we pray that they will receive the invitation on the other side.
I'm going to get you some juice. I thought you had it. Yeah, I'll get it later on today.
In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that their burden will be light. They will feel your presence as they exchange their burden for your promise. And we thank you for it right now, Lord God. And Father God, for anyone that's just dealing with any kind of issue, Lord God, again, particularly for those whose finances seem to be up against the wall as a result of the economic downturn, let them be reminded, Lord God, that you are the source of our supply. That has never changed, and it never will, because of your love for us. And Lord God, we just say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for a God of restoration in your divine time, that what seems to be working against us is a way for us just to rest, to pick up a new hobby, to pick up a phone and call someone that we haven't been able to spend time with and arrange some time, quality time together. That the fight is fixed for our glory as well. I mean, it's for your glory, God, but for us to direct the glory to you, that you give your people rest, not even just on a Sabbath, but that they can rest in you, that it's all working out. Sometimes it's time for a career change. You give us rest, Lord God. It's just a matter of perspective. And we know that all things are working for our good. So, Lord God, we just say thank you. We give you the honor. We give you the praise on today. We thank you for your mighty hand of deliverance, Lord God. And we say thank you. I pray a particular prayer of praise, covering, and thanksgiving for the air traffic controllers, Lord God. I lift them up in prayer, Lord God, that their cupboards will not run dry, Lord God. I just pray a special blessing over the air traffic controllers, Lord God. Thank you for the pilots. Hallelujah. That the work will still go on. Release in the mighty name of Jesus anything that is being held up, Lord God. Release it, Lord God. And you will get the glory. And we will hear a testimony. In Jesus' mighty name, Bishop, Pastor Lenore, keep leading by example. God is doing miraculous things, and we're believing him for greater territory. Stay faithful. We love you. God bless you. I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor Lenora.
I got questions, but I
still know the
only
rainbow.
I got to be strong for everybody else. They do it yourself.
I need you.
You provide for me. You like this.
He did the impossible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's an impossible God. He can do exceedingly abundant above all we ask or think. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. Scripture tells us that all things are possible to him that believes. And so if you have faith, anything is possible with God in front of you. Hallelujah. He's working on your behalf. He's a fence around you. He's not going to let nothing happen to you. God is right there in the midst. Hallelujah. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, King of kings and Lord of lords, we thank you. You're the creator of heaven and earth. We give you praise, God. God, your scripture tells us that for with God, nothing is impossible. So we have you on our side, God. You knock down doors on our behalf, God. We declare your truth lives in our circumstances. Nothing is too hard for you, God. Father, we acknowledge that you are the creator of all things visible and invisible, God. Your power is limitless, God. Your ability can turn any situation around, God. You have the heart of the king in the palm of your hand, God, and you turn it whichever way you want, God. And we ask in Jesus' name that you turn the heart of the king to you, God. You said if we humble ourselves to you, God, you would help us, God. And God, we humble ourselves and we're praying now, God. We're seeking your face, God. We ask in Jesus' name that you wash us and cleanse us. We repent, God, for not seeking you. We repent, God, for for not listening to you, God. We repent, God, hallelujah, for not turning to you, putting things in your hands, God. God, this nation, God, God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would cleanse us and purify us and make us clean before you, God. Turn us back to you, God, so you can lead this country, so you can lead us, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you that you can open doors that no man can shut, and you can bring life from dead things, God. God, we thank you, God. You can do the impossible, God. We put all of our trust in you. God, you said, speak to the mountains and it shall be removed, God. God, whether it's sickness, whether it's financial lack, whether it's broke relationships or impossibilities, God. God, we command it in the name of Jesus Christ to function right. We command it in the name of Jesus Christ to move in power. God, we pray in Jesus' name that your hand is not too short, God, and your arms are not too weak to deliver us, God. God, we refuse, God, to doubt, God. God, we thank you. We refuse to look at the circumstances and shrink back in fear, God. God, instead, we trust in you, God. God, your work and all things together for our good, God, and we believe that your power
has reversed every negative report. Restore us, God. Restore the lost things, God. Bring victory to those things in our lives, God. Holy Spirit, we ask you, God, to ignite our faith, God. Ignite our trust in you, God. Ignite our belief in you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, let our spirits be stirred, God. Stir us up from the inside, God, because we believe that you can do the impossible, God. Things that we can't do in our own strength, God. God, we give it to you, God. We pass it along to you, God, because you can do mighty works, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that every burden, God, be lifted, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for all the natural disasters, God. God, we know that that's your work, God. But, God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that your spirit and your anointing, God, hallelujah, will help people that goes through those things, God. God, increase our faith to believe in miracles and signs and wonders, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, again, that you are the God of the impossible, God. God, when we need food, you're there, God. When we need a job, God, you're there, God. God, when we need financial increase, God, you're there, God. When we need our relationships mended, God, you're there, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for our children, God. But you can do the impossible, God. God, we ask that you save, God, when they look like they've gone far to the left, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you'll reel them back in like a fishing rod, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you can do the impossible, God. God, you fed 5,000, God. God, you raised the dead, God. You healed blinded eyes, God. But, God, we thank you that you can do the impossible now in our lives, God. God, we move aside. We give you the reins, God. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that your perfect will be done, God. Break the chains that are holding us back, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that we're going forth. We're springing forth, God. We're coming forth with power, God, and demonstration, God. God, the impossible work of you, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that you are evident, God, that impossible things can be done in your name, God. God, we thank you and we give you praise, honor, and glory, God. Have your way on this line, God. You can do the impossible, God. Be a fence around us, God. Watch over us, God. Don't let no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh us, God. God, we pray for each and every individual that's on this line, God. And that was on this line, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that you would lift up a standard against the enemy now, God, that you would be their shield and their buckler, God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that your might, God, would move, God, that your love, God, would move, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Revive our souls, God. Because you are the God of the impossible, God. Where we're deep in depression, God. God, we pray that you would touch us, ignite us, move us. Let us know that you're still there. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
You did.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God.
When your back is up against the wall, the Lord is there. When you don't know which way to turn, the Lord is there. All you have to do is ask him, walk in his way, trust him, and he will lead you and guide you into perfect peace. Hallelujah. When you're sick and the doctor says there's no help for you, hallelujah, God can do the impossible. When you're broken, you don't have a dime to your name and you're hungry, God can do the impossible. People of God, trust God. Hallelujah. He is a God
of the impossible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, people of God, in Jesus' name I pray. I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. But all right, people of God, I'm going to give you our little commercial spiel. Make sure you go to ekcministries.org. As you're there, put in your GPS, Guiding People to Salvation. That will help somebody that don't know Christ, maybe, give their life to Jesus Christ. All right? And while you're there, give your seed, your love seed, your offering, your tithe. Do all of that right there on our website and also our Cash App, Bishop Eric Clark. All right, I'm going to open the floor up. We had a guest today. Pastor Kevin Simmons came on, blessed us with a song, blessed us with a prayer. I'm going to give the last, 5 minutes to Pastor Simmons. I'm opening up your line, sir, and you got the floor.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be real quick because I got to get my daily word from Bishop this morning. But this has been phenomenal. It's been an awesome time this morning to be with you and with the family. I want to encourage everyone, because I don't know who on this prayer line may be a government servant or maybe one who is going through the challenges, but I know all of us are experiencing the higher gas prices, the higher food prices, and so on, just the craziness in our world. And the Lord's just been speaking to me. He's been teaching me that he is my leverage. And so I want to encourage everyone, every believer, and remind you that he is our leverage. In Psalm 18 and 2, David said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and in him I will trust. The Lord is my defender, the only one who will save me. He is my high tower and my refuge." In essence, he's my leverage. Never forget that. We're going to make it through this. We're going to be fine. And we're going to carry some more through this, too. Love you, Bishop Clark. Love you, Pastor Lenora. Love you, Mama Clark, and to all of my brothers and sisters on the line. Peace.
Amen. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Simmons, for joining us this morning. We're going online, y'all. We're going on the YouTube channel right now at 9 o'clock. Bishop Clark is going to be live. I encourage you to go to our YouTube channel. Meet us at 7 o'clock p.m. for our evening sacrifice. And then Sunday morning, 10 a.m., we'll be live on YouTube. So make sure you're there. All right, people of God, again, if you're not getting our text, if you're not getting any emails, text the word MAXIMIZE to 55444. And also, if you want to become a prayer lead, call the office, 216-475-6327. All right. Blessings. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'm going to